The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Glifwick surveyed more than 300 wild ricin sites across northern Wisconsin by land, lake, and air. Lead investigator Peter David says there's lots of data to go over, but immediate findings show that this season's harvest will only be a third of last year's.
The thing about rice is that it's an annual plant, and so its productivity can vary a great deal from year to year. We can see lakes that might have a couple hundred acres of rice one year have almost nothing the next. So it's very interesting to gather that information on the annual variability as well as the long-term trends.
David says the drop is due to the soggy, humid weather, which isn't good for wild rice, but it's good for brown spot disease, which he's seen in more ricin sites than usual lately. David says he'll try to share this information with local harvesters so they know which lakes will be the better ones to visit. Socoggin Chippewa Tribal Elder Charles Ackley appreciates the heads up. The 88-year-old resident of Mole Lake says his younger relatives are readying their canoes, but are curious just how local lakes are faring with their wild rice.
They're all getting anxious now. The old-timers used to start in August. There are some lakes that it's kind of low, and the water gets warm fast, and so it ripens up faster.
The Wild Rice Survey will also see how well restoration efforts have fared between Glifwick, the Department of Natural Resources, and local tribes. Researchers hope to know if wild rice is declining or perhaps rebounding to earlier historical levels. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.